Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an article here from Karen Sloan at Reuters. The title is Law Deans Oppose Proposal to Accredit Online Law Schools.
Karen Sloan absolutely dominates this field. I would love to have Karen Sloan come on our podcast because Karen Sloan is like the only person who ever reports about law school stuff. I don't know. Yeah. It's like her name, she's the byline on every single story. Ben, did you have a chance to take a look at this? If not, I can kind of summarize
no,
it for
go
you.
No, go ahead, please.
Well, the lead says deans from 26 law schools have asked the American Bar Association to pull back on a proposal to extend its seal of approval to fully online law schools, saying more employment and bar pass data for graduates of online and hybrid programs is needed before making the change.
Oh my
of course,
gosh.
That's what it's so easy to say that, right? Like, well, yeah. We can't, it's premature. It's premature. We can't do this yet.
They're 100% threatened by these online schools and the fact that they're probably going to be cheaper in the future. Right now, they're wildly expensive for online education.
Yeah. Think about Dean David Fagman at UC Hastings, now UC San Francisco.
He can't
Law.
Figure out how to do an online version. It's too technically challenging. And they're
and he
tech
just
team.
Built a fucking skyscraper in the middle of San Francisco.
Yeah.
He built a skyscraper in the middle of San Francisco right before COVID. His ranking, by the way, just fell 22 points. From 60 to 82 or something. I forget what it was exactly, but it was roughly that. His ranking just fell again far. And, you know, I'm not sure that he's even on this list, but we've got a bunch of deans from established law schools saying, ooh, I don't know about this online law school. We need to, you know, we need to see more employment and bar passage data.
Such a joke. I can't believe it. I can't even believe
it's, it. It's just obviously defending. I believe that there is some stuff in here with people supporting it. Yeah, so the ABA received 21 letters during the latest round of public comments, 16 of which were in support of accrediting fully online law schools. Many of the supporters are students, graduates, or faculty of Purdue Global Law School, which is the oldest online law school in the U.S. It was founded in 1998 as the Concord Law School before its acquisition by Purdue in 2017. Other supporters include the State Bar of Montana and the Indiana Supreme Court. So there are some, you know, more serious, there's some relatively heavy hitters behind support for fully accredited law school. The Indiana justices wrote that accrediting online law schools will help states address attorney shortages, which is a growing problem, apparently, in the state of Indiana. But not everybody agrees. The Illinois Board Bar of Admissions wrote that there are significant differences between in-person and online teaching. Face-to-face interaction is a critical aspect of the law school learning experience, the board's comment said. And, you know, that just is the kind of thing that comes from people who don't. It's like the thing that always makes me laugh is it's like just because your first grader had a bad time with Zoom school during COVID. Right. I think that's what is really influencing a lot of the people. And I'm here to tell you, as an online educator, I agree that there are significant differences between in-person and online education. And those differences are almost exclusively better in the online world.
Mm-hmm.
Scores on the LSAT have skyrocketed since we've started doing online prep.
Yeah.
And in-person, there were all kinds of inefficiencies. Everybody has to commute.
Getting to Everybody class, has setting to- up class, going to the bathroom, taking a break, answering questions for people in the back of the class while other people are talking in the front of the class. It just, yeah.
No chat, no ability to share links. You know, like think about the vibrant thing that we have going on inside LSAT Demon Live classes where Abigail is just rapid fire coming with links to important lessons. As we're teaching, you've got people asking questions in the chat without interrupting the teacher and getting answered by either the TA or by other students in the chat All this is running side by side with our discussion of a question. You've got the raise hand feature so that the people can just queue up instead of sitting there like this, holding their arm up to get, you know, get you to call on them. Everybody has a perfect seat. Everybody sits in the front row. My face blows up as big as you want it, and you're just right there. I mean, it's just like only old people think that online is not face to face.
Yeah.
Anybody in the modern world, like we've gone through COVID, y'all. And I get it that it didn't work for your first grader. Okay. I'm not saying it works for elementary school, but for serious education and for business meetings and for that type of thing.
Yeah.
Bullshit. You need on in person. Like you just don't. It's actually easier to meet your colleagues in a Zoom class than it is in an in-person class because you can just chat. You can DM in the background during class.
You've talked about a lot of the technical advantages, but I want to go even further. There's this huge location advantage, right? Like if you think about it before, I taught a class in DC. So people got the, if you're in the DC area, you had to come to my class to get the best teacher in the DC area.
Yep. Same thing when I was teaching in San Francisco and LA, you know, if you wanted me, and there were people who commuted from Modesto.
Yeah.
To come to my class. Now, and it was more expensive.
And it was at a particular time, right? Now people can come from anywhere in the world to see whichever teacher, do they like Chris better than me? Great. Well, he's in Missouri, but that doesn't matter.
Oh, and we have students in Eastern Europe and in Asia and in South America and all over the globe taking classes from me, you, Chris, Eric, just all of our amazing Allah. We got a million awesome teachers. You get more for less now.
Yeah.
You know, for $295, you get a month worth of multiple classes every single day from the best LSAT teachers in the business. It used to be that you would get a couple classes a week in a specific time and place. There's a million other reasons. If students show up late, they're no longer a distraction. If students leave early, also not a distraction.
Yeah.
If you couldn't quite make it to class and you want to watch the exact same class, but just time shifted, no problem. We post all of the recordings within 24 hours and you can just watch those classes later. You can watch them tomorrow morning. There's nothing stopping every law school from doing this exact same thing, except that it's a bunch of old folks who just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, how long did it take us, Ben, to transition from in-person to online? It took us like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There were some growing pains.
Yeah.
Like we've continued to improve as we've done it, but it didn't take very long for us to be up and running fully with LSAT prep. And what difference is there between legal education and LSAT prep? It's all just words on the page. It's all just documents and talking.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no reason why you need to have in person, but the law schools, which are entrenched, the law schools, which already have invested millions of dollars in capital to build skyscrapers in the middle of San Francisco, those people are going to be the ones who are going to be like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
We really need to study this.
Their capital keeps other competitors out, but they're afraid of some school that literally has no infrastructure and no costs and can make more money per professor for a lower price because they don't have any infrastructure except for online.
Yeah, we used to have to pay to rent the classroom.
Yeah.
Now there's unlimited size in the, you could have a class of 5 people or 50 people or 500 people and Zoom just scales right up.
Yeah.
I see my students now clearer than I ever would have been able to see them in person. In person, I could see the people in the front row, but the people way in the back, they were stuck way in the back. Now everybody is equal. Anybody who raises their hand and speaks, I see them immediately. I hear them clearly. Everybody can hear them. Everybody can ask them follow-up questions directly in the chat. I mean, there's just so many advantages to doing it online. This is one of those things where unless the entrenched powers keep this from happening, it's just 100% inevitable that it will happen.
Yeah.
I mean, because I have no doubt that it's better. You know, what if you have a baby? No yeah. big deal.
You can go to law school. Kids, yeah.
Your kid's asleep and you can do your law school class.
Yep.
What if you're pregnant? Oh, what if you've got some physical ailment?
What if you're in a part of the country that doesn't have a good law school?
Right.
The world
right.
that doesn't have a good law school. You're deployed overseas.
Yeah, yeah. You grow up in North Dakota or whatever, and you're trying to go to law school, and you'd have to move across the country to go to law school. I mean, Indiana is saying like, hey, look, we don't have enough lawyers in this state. But you'd have to go outside of Indiana to go to a decent law school. I actually don't know what the law schools are in Indiana. But why wouldn't you have online law school so that people in rural places can become lawyers? For all the people who talk about access and justice and all this shit, if you're also opposing online legal education, that's just obviously hypocritical.
Well, they must see the writing on the wall. And that is once you get 3-5 online schools that have this figured out and it's the shit, then everybody's going to go to them because they're going to have nearly unlimited capacity and it's going to be cheaper. It's a disruptive technology. So they're just trying to keep it out.
It's going to be cheaper and better. And yeah, I'm not surprised that you're going to get law schools and potentially bar associations who are mobbed up with the law schools. You know, you're going to get people opposing this because it's bad for the status quo. And if you're a 65-year-old law school dean, then you're thinking, oh, you know, I can keep this out for the remainder of my career. Mm-hmm. But if you're a 35-year-old aspiring law school dean, I would encourage you to move over to the disruptor side.
Yeah.
Because like this will happen. Again, barring the only thing that could stop this from happening is the entrenched interests, you know, convincing the American Bar Association that there's something worse about online education.
Yeah.
But that's just, I mean, I don't know. As an online educator, I can tell you that that's just not true. I was an in-person educator, and now I'm an online educator. And I will testify that it is better in just about every way. Wrap it up there?
Yeah, email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.